We do want to welcome each one that has come for the study this afternoon on the biblical doctrine of divine healing. I'm just going to give a little introduction. We're going to do this just a little differently than what we have done in the past. The Lord has seemed to lead in the direction for Brother Dan and Brother Doug to also have a part in this, and then my burden is to give you my testimony of how the Lord has led me to be able to trust in Him. I will do that at the end. The scripture tells us that we are to see eye to eye and that we are to speak the same things. This is pleasing unto the Lord because it is under the power of the unity of the Spirit. So I want to say to our young people who have instigated this question, and I appreciate so much your desire to hear the teachings of the doctrines of the Church of God and of the Word of God. Yes. You are the next generation. Some of you may be ministers. You are the next Church of God. You are those that will carry it on. And the scripture says that if we do not have vision, that we can perish. And the Lord wants you to have a clear vision of what the Bible teaches. And we want you to as well. We have appreciated all of your desires. You've made known the subjects that you want to have studied. I believe there's been two other studies now so far, and there's a number of other studies that are yet to be. This one was asked for today for a specific reason. We had one here that wouldn't be able to be here at other times. So, I want to encourage our young people, and we also want to say we welcome your questions. We're not afraid of questions. We believe that if we don't have an answer, we'll pray until the Lord gives one. And our answers must come from the Lord or from the Word of God, or it is of no value.
Yes.
So, I want to speak just a little bit, just a little introduction. Don't want to take a lot of time. But I want us to understand that the plan of God for the redemption of man not only included the soul, but it included the body as well.
Yes.
From the beginning, it was that way.
Yes.
He had an interest. We have a scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:20 that says, "Ye are bought with a price." Now, I'm going to finish that scripture in a little bit, but I want us to recognize that we are not our own, that we belong to God, and that there has been a very high price that has been paid for your eternal soul.
Yes.
For you to be able to make heaven, there was a high price. It was in that Jesus shed his blood and gave his life. It wasn't just that, though. He not only was before the foundation of the world, but he was with the Father before the foundation of the world. He left a home of dazzling splendor and came down to this world and became man and experienced man's temptations. He understands man because he has walked in man's footprints. So there's been a high price paid. But there was also a very high price that was paid for the healing of our bodies. Now we have it in prophecy, and I believe that's going to be given. But for the healing of the body, I want you to think about when Jesus was scourged and what that meant. According to history, it could not be more than 40 stripes. The scriptures does not say how many stripes he suffered on his back. But the prophecy was that by his stripes we are healed. So he endured that suffering for the healing of our bodies. And we should value that, and we should look upon it and say it was not in vain when he suffered those things. So Matthew 27 and 26, it says, when he, Pilate, scourged Jesus, he delivered him then to be crucified. The scripture over in Isaiah says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, chastisement of our peace. Even the very peace that he has for you and me, the scripture says, it is not as the world gives. The peace of God passeth understanding. It is a peace that can be in the midst of the storm. There was a price for that. He was chastised that you and I might have peace in this turmoil, in this world. And then it says, and with his stripes we are healed. Now that scripture that I started with, it said, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So if we are bought and we have given ourselves to him, we are all his. Our heart, soul, mind. It says for us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that is the human man. So his direct interest is not only for the soul, but it is for our physical body. And 3 John, the second verse, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be prosper and be in health. So he's very interested in our health. He wants us to prosper spiritually. He wants us to prosper physically. And it says, even as thy soul prospereth. So Christ demonstrated these healings. When he walked this earth, he healed all manner of sicknesses and disease. He performed many miracles. He raised the dead. We can't even enumerate all that he did, but he did it partly to prove that he was the Son of God, that he was the Messiah. But there was another reason that Jesus did these miraculous things. He was a compassionate Christ. And the reason I want to bring this out is because it's not only scripture, but he is compassionate today. We had a verse that was brought in by the young people this morning, that his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. So in Matthew 14 and 14, it said, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. There was also a place where a leper came to Jesus, and he knelt down and he was beseeching him, and he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, the scripture says, moved with compassion. Now when you and I are in physical needs, we have sicknesses, maybe we have diseases, I want you to let your faith rest in the fact that Christ is a compassionate God. He is a Savior. He is a healer. He is the great physician. Yes. And so that scripture also says that, and Jesus moved with compassion, did what? He touched him. And it said, and he said, I will, be thou clean. It is the will of the Father to help his people in their physical bodies as well as their spiritual souls. Now I just have a couple of verses of a poem that I came across to finish up with this. And it was written by B.E. Warren, and I thought it was very appropriate. It says, with great compassion Christ was stirred, while he the plea of suffering heard. He spoke the great life-giving word, I am the great physician. He saved the soul from sin and shame. He healed the sick, the blind, and lame. I know his power is just the same. Christ, is the great physician. And the scripture bears that out, that Christ is our great physician. And he's full of compassion and mercy. And he desires to prove himself. That's one thing I've said to the young people down through the years in this congregation, is that God is wanting to prove himself to your generation. He has proved himself to the generations before. He's proved himself to my generation. He has proved himself to our children's generation, and now it's your generation. And God wants to prove his great power to your generation. So what we have this afternoon is that I believe Brother Dan is going to take the next little segment, and then Brother Doug, and then, like I said, I feel a burden to give you my testimony, how the Lord has led me. And after that, we welcome any questions or comments. So we'll let Brother Dan do his part.